Good morning. 9:46 a.m. here on Sunday, December the 8th, 2024, on a mostly cloudy morning here in the Front Range, east of the Rocky Mountains, Greeley, Colorado. It is a raw morning. They're calling for snow in the mountains, but I'm confused. Because right now, if I look west over the mountains, the trailing edge of this cloud deck has left a pristine blue sky behind. So either something is coming in that's too low on the horizon for me to see, or this front moved through before the Weather Bureau thought it would, or I don't know, there may be some other reason in there, but I'm talking about rain and snow in the mountains tonight. Possibility of snow here in the plains tomorrow. Maybe it's still rusty down south. That's a possibility. But it is cold. It is raw. It's dark. Just dreary. My fingers are cold. 38 degrees. At least in theory, it's not freezing. But yes, it feels like it. I'm wearing a parka, but it's not zipped up. It's helping to keep my core warm just by being wrapped around my shoulders. Church bell? Maybe. I hear a clanging bell. It must be pushing 10 o'clock or something. 9:50, yeah. It could be a church bell getting ready for a 10 o'clock service or something. I don't know. Let's see. So I baked bread yesterday, messed it up. I haven't done that in a while. The bread process itself went pretty smoothly. I had some good dough, and I got it in the oven. And then I have a complicated set of timers to make sure that I adjust the temperature mid-bake. I bake it for 25 minutes. At 475, and then drop it to 425 for the last 20 for a total time of 45 minutes. And I inadvertently forgot to set the timers when I put the bread in the oven. Inadvertently reset one of those timers. So I didn't know. I didn't know how long it had been in. I didn't know how much time it had to go. It was while we were still in the high temperature bake period. And so I did what I needed to, which was basically wing it. Jesus. Trying to figure out how much time had passed since I put the bread in the oven so I could figure out how much my timers were off. And we just call them rustic. We call them rustic. They're certainly well baked. I didn't undercook them, that's for sure. The tops are really dark. I had some really good spring. I really liked the way the bread turned out, despite the fact that it was cooked a little too long. Just based on color alone, it's very dark. Almost burnt looking. The kind of color you see quite frequently in high temperature, high hydration sourdough loaves, where the top crust looks just one shade shy of charcoal. But good spring, I guess a good crackle on the crust, which sort of indicates that I had some good dough action while it was baking. The crackle happens when the inside heat of the loaf disperses and the loaf contracts a little bit, but because the crust is rigid, it can't contract, so it cracks. And it leaves little hairline fractures. And the more fractures, in theory, the better. So I'm cautiously optimistic that I got some good bread. Somebody's cut into it this morning already. I baked it yesterday evening. Somebody, one of the kids, I'm pretty sure I know which one, broke into the loaf this morning. Good morning, jogger. Every once in a while, I think I should be jogging. And then I come to my senses and realize, no. If I had started jogging when I was 20, maybe, or 40, maybe, but right now, no, that would be a mistake. We'll go with the walking. It's obviously something I can do without hurting myself overly. I get most of the benefit. I'd get more if I was pushing a little better, pushing a little harder. But the other side of that is that I'm not putting undue pressure on my knees or hips or anything else. I'm just keeping the muscles moving, keeping the body going. The last few days I've been walking with my hands in my pouch, pockets in my hoodie, because my fingers are so cold. But I'm still doing my morning push-ups. I'm still doing my morning squats. I'm still doing some muscle kinds of work. 25 push-ups. Doing them every morning now for a few months. I worked up from 5 to being able to do 25, and now it's like, okay, yeah, we'll do 25. Do 26, actually. 25 and one to grow on. and then push back on my knees and stretch out my back. Do my squats. Try to remember. Apparently, I missed the monk post yesterday. I'm not too surprised. I was a bit distracted. I was really thinking heavily about the best exotic Margot Hotel. Some of the lessons, some of the ideas. They'll be with me for a while, I think. Coming up on it. Get ready. Say it with me. Monk post. Okay. Oh, yeah. I know I hit it that time. That's the thing about doing something habitually. At least one of the problems that I have with doing something habitually is that quite frequently I will forget to do something that I do all the time. Every time I do this. And then once in a great while, I will be distracted and forget to do it. And then think, well, of course I did it. Because I can remember doing it. But the memory isn't of today. It was the last time I did it. Which is why you shouldn't trust me to do things habitually. I need some sort of check mark. I need some sort of confirmation. I need somebody to something to make me accountable. That's why the checklist in the morning seems to be working really well. I have Obsidian, and I keep Obsidian running on my main machine, so it's in front of me all the time. And I have a list of things I do in the morning, and in the order that I want to do them. And sometimes I change up the order, and that way leads to trouble, but I do them. And then I have a little checkbox, and I go to my sheet, and I check it off for the day's timesheet. And Obsidian has something called a daily note that uses a daily note template, and the daily note template brings up my list of things I want to do every day, the things I want to do because I have appointments for them, and the regular chore kinds of things that happen, like garbage day and recycle week and doctor's appointments and stuff like that. Well, doctor's appointments aren't great. Well, some of them are, but generally speaking, not. Here comes a guy with his little dog. Good morning. Good, how are you doing? He couldn't hear, I couldn't hear, cars going by. Another old guy, he's got his big knit cap on. He's got his his puppy Parker zipped up, and his little dog. It's a good day. So I don't have a checklist when I'm walking. So it's easy for me to get by the monk post and then think that I have hit it and then not. Or just completely space it out and not even think about hitting it, like I apparently did yesterday. Seen some geese around this morning. There's a crow. No crow. Not seeing any at the moment. I've seen several strings. A couple of them have flown right overhead. They don't seem to be V'd up this morning for some reason. I don't know if there's, you know, something in the air or something. There's another crow. I don't know if it's something in the atmosphere or just luck of the draw. It's a joke my father used to tell all the time. Oh, there's a string of geese right there. That's a big string. It's a long way off. It's way off in the distance. But there's a... Dad tells a joke. I've told it several times. I probably told it here. And it's... When geese fly, they fly in a V. And one side of the V is always, almost always, longer than the other side. And do you know why that is? And so after several times guessing, the answer turns out to be more geese. Yeah, and that is a V. It's a V headed north. I wonder where they're going. One of the reservoirs north of the city, probably. Or they may be headed up to the... I think it's bittersweet. It's a pond about 2 miles up the road here. A big pond. Comes a crow back, two crows back. That jogger's not that far ahead of me. He's making the run down toward the high school. While I will make the turn northward toward home. It was pretty breezy when I came up, but the wind is either being blocked by the houses and trees or it's died down. It's quite calm right now. My hands are warmed up now that I haven't had them in and out of my pocket 19 times. There's a flock. Are those geese or are those ducks? Or are they seagulls? Flying in a V, but that doesn't necessarily mean anything. Half a dozen. Somebody tore this up. Spread dirt out over the sidewalk. Dog marking his territory, maybe. Interesting petrichor this morning. I don't know what that is. I'm not smelling. I usually smell dryer sheets. Well, no, that's a dryer sheet right there. The park smells. earthy. It's a nice morning. For all the fact that it's overcast and cold and dark. Now that I'm warmed up, it's not too bad. Should probably work on the fence today. One of the kids tried to fix it, jammed her finger. Told them not to do that, but bless them, they do try. All right, car coming up behind me. Which way are you going? Straight through. Okay. There's another car behind them. They're turning, but I got time. And I'm at the back gate, or nearly, coming up on it. Kids going to work. Where's my recorder? Here we go. Yeah, not bad. But I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.